Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Renzi, have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you're new to the radio show here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, I just wanted to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because we have facts on our side. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States, that rightly said, facts are stubborn things. You better bet your bottom dollar. It is forever and it is everlasting, the truth in which we stand. We are also the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. And again, if you're a new listener, we do especially welcome you and thank you for your trust and your listenership. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a minute here, friends, to highlight what's going on across your country. Aside of that, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, again, Bradley Dean double E, or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, again, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Do check them out. We got about 100 and, oh, boy, I can't even tell you right now. I'd have to do some homework on them, but we got quite a few, just shy of 200,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis. You can also go over and check us out on Bradley Dean, again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible. Again, do not wait till the last segment to call in. Give us a call. If you feel that there's a gap that needs to be filled, give us a call. Throw in your 2 cents. Throw your hat in the ring, as we say, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, before I get over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I want to give you an analogy really quick, because the Bible says the law is the commandment, or I'm sorry, the law is light. And the Bible talks about how the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. And some people are trying to figure out, why is it that every time I come over here, I'm just like kind of corrected in my thought process or whatever the case is. We need to understand that all scripture is given by God. All scripture and all doctrine is given by God, and inspiration is given by God for reproof, for correction, for instructions and righteousness. Let me give you an analogy. You ever notice the first thing you do when you go into the bathroom, you turn the light on, right? You hit that little dimmer switch, it goes to the left and to the right, turns it up or turns it down. And you begin to turn the lights up as bright as they can possibly go, so you can see yourself for who you really are. And all of a sudden, when you have those lights turned all the way up, that's what we do on this radio show, all of a sudden you notice the thinning hair or your yellowing teeth, or women, maybe you're opening pores. And it's like, wait a second, I don't look good with those lights turned all the way up. So what you want to do to make yourself look a little bit better, you begin to dim the light. And this is what society teaches you at large, to go ahead and turn the lights down just a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more incrementally, until the point where we can't even see each other almost. But folks, have you ever noticed that when you turn the lights all the way up, you don't look so good, do you? And some of you guys might say, well, to the lights are turned up so high that you know, again, I can see now my thinning hair. Girls, maybe your open pores or maybe your yellowing teeth. So I don't look so good. So let's turn those lights down so we look better. And that's exactly what society, again, teaches you at large. And friends, that's what I'm doing here today. I'm turning the lights all the way up so you can see yourself for who you really are. And my end aim and my objective here is not to condemn in any sense. My end aim is to get your feet upon the rock to establish your goings as you call upon the Lord to do just that. And we're going to do that when we get back. We've been talking about, on the other side of this break, we've been talking about how we not only need good laws, but we need good men to actually administer those laws. And we're going to get back to the foundations in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, friends, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough, we just seen this ISIS video, which was rather interesting. Isn't it interesting when you look at a bunch of these ISIS devils, you know, these Islamic devils? Isn't it interesting they have brand new uniforms on? And, man, their weaponry is brand new. I mean, they got these huge front loaders. You have to ask yourself, who's supporting ISIS? And why is it that terrorism is used to bring in a global agenda? You know, create the chaos to bring in a new order? You know, and isn't it interesting they just can never find these guys? But America, every one of you, if you have a cell phone, they know exactly where you're at all the time. But for some reason, they can't find these devils, can they? Nope, and for some reason it gets bigger and bigger, and if fear is actually promulgated or pushed upon the American people or whatever government it may be that's attacked by ISIS, isn't it interesting that it's the officials that are actually the ones perpetuating the fear in the first place? Which shows you that their government is derelict of duty because all the governments in the world, they can't stop ISIS? I get it. Here. They must certainly be making all of their money, their riches, from selling sand and rocks, because that's all they would have to sell. Boy, you really got to ask yourself, what's going on? Well, we've talked about that so many times in the past, but I do want to say this. In response of the Jordanian pilot being burned alive, isn't it also interesting when you notice the film? It's almost like someone helped, because there wasn't just one camera, there were several cameras, and the way they edited that video, it's almost like they had help from someone inside of the movie industry. Huh. Wow, that's pretty crazy how that works. Where did they get all the technology? And again, where did they get all the funding to do the things that they do, these rebels? Well, I just wanted to lay that to your candor. Do you know what Barack Hussein Obama's response was to this pilot being burned alive? He started to promote Obamacare. Wow, isn't that interesting? Huh. Hey, folks, I just want you to understand that this global terrorism, the message is submit or else. You do need to understand that's the message. And you have the state-controlled media pushing the message for them. It's as if the enemy is like buying and paying for ads through the state-controlled media in America to push their message. Submit or else. Submit or else. That's exactly right. But the question I lay to your candor, friends, is who do you fear? Because we don't fear the arm of the flesh, we fear the face of God. Therefore, we don't fear the face of man. Correct? But friends, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, is it interesting that Barack Hussein Obama, instead of actually, you know, standing up for life and defending life and actually executing the laws against ISIS and the Muslim terrorists that have been created and that are being used as a political battering ram, he starts to promote Obamacare. Well, isn't there something more important here, like the preservation of life, and we need to deal with this enemy, and we need to actually, preserve what we have here back home? No. Who cares about the guy that was burned alive? What I want you to know is we need to get Obamacare implemented, because we know that America and the American people aren't biting onto the bait, so we better keep pushing that message until they finally receive it.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jordanian pilot burned alive. The Jordanian pilot burned alive, and Obama in America is promoting Obamacare. You know why, friends? Because there's actually these people that are hired, these young people that are supposed to take the applications concerning Obamacare, and they're sitting around literally trying to pass time because America is not responding to Obamacare literally. But he's got to promote it like everybody's about it. But keep in mind also, friends, we're talking about the president that contrived 70% of his Twitter account. And you're also, folks, dealing with the president who did something completely unprecedented during his last re-inauguration ceremony in D.C. He couldn't even sell out all the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. That's unprecedented. But everybody believes he's got all the support of the American people. No, he doesn't. That's why he's bringing the illegals in. Yeah. Yeah. Who supports him anyways? I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. Also keep in mind, this is the administration who couldn't fill in 74,000 seats during his last, again, attempt to become the president of the United States for a second term through the DNC, Democratic National Convention, right? So what they did is they downsized it to a 20,000-seat arena, and in the process of that, he couldn't even give away free tickets to fill it. If you remember right, it was about three-quarters filled, right? Yeah, that's when they were denouncing God. How's that working out for you, America? And interestingly enough, boy, oh boy, Stevie Wonder, man, a brother from another mother, he couldn't even get 200 people to actually come to a fundraiser for President Barack Hussein Obama. But again, you have the American people biting onto the lie, hook, line, and sinker that, well, you know, he's doing what he's doing because he's got the support of the people. Oh, you know, they re-voted him in. Oh, really? 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 Did you see all the voter fraud in America, friends? You know, when I'm doing tea parties across the country, everybody at this point is nodding, knowing that they've been lied to. Yeah, 320 million people lied to, and they're standing back and allowing this individual and his criminal administration to destroy his country. Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to do a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? And people believe he was voted in? Now, wasn't it Stalin, that dictator, that murderer of his own people? Isn't he the guy that said it doesn't matter who does the voting? It matters who does the counting of the votes? Yeah, that was him. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. America, you've been duped, haven't you? Yeah, you sure have. You definitely have been duped. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, checking out what's going on across the boards here. Barack Hussein Obama, I saved the American economy, made the U.S. stronger. Check that out on the scroll. Do Christians and Muslims worship the same God? Well, you'd think so, because they're both, either one's committing the crime, and then the other group of people are actually tolerating them that are committing the crimes. You know, interestingly enough, I'm doing a new article right now, and I'm not being facetious. It's really aggravating and frustrating to me to have to actually write in such a fashion. But you look at what's going on in this country, and you going back to this Jordanian pilot who was burned alive, and we have an enemy trying to get the American people and countries and other countries and the peoples of them, other countries, to actually bow to their fear tactics. Yet when you look at America, for example, I mean, when beheading men and women and children wasn't enough, ISIS seemed to have forgotten that America is the one that actually tolerated their government, that sanctioned the beheading and the dismemberment of little babies in the womb. You know, I mean, how are you going to get a country to bow to that and to them tactics? Well, you can't, because in America you're tolerating the very crimes that you're complaining about in your country over in their country. So there is no difference. And obviously ISIS understands what's going on now, because they see that regardless of, you know, the fact that 58 million babies have been murdered in the womb, sanctioned by the American government, that they don't really care about the beheadings of men and women and children. That's not fear tactic enough, because they see that the American people are still filling the stadiums and still crowding around their television sets on a daily basis, making sure that they can watch a bunch of full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball, right? Yeah. Yeah, and then keep in mind, after a September 11th, friend, you know, I mean, now they set a guy on fire, and they hope that will put the fear of ISIS in all these foreign countries. But they fail to remember that after September 11th, that they seen their own people, the number of 3,000 of them in several cases, jumping out of windows while they were on fire, and the American people sat down and allowed the atheists to go ahead and take away the crosses, attempt to take away the crosses from the headstones of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have in the first place. They cared more about that, and they cared more about the sodomites trying to get their own, you know, their own way concerning rights. Rights God did not give them. Privileges from the state they want to derive. They cared more about that than they actually did concerning the enemies of America. So America turned the wrong direction. And when you think about the barbarians, these Islamic devils, you know, ISIS and Taliban and all these other created political battering rams, isn't it interesting that, you know, you can't really complain very much about what they're doing, because over in America, we have a different type of barbarian that actually tolerates them crimes. If they're not teaching or allowing their kids to play video games that murder presidents or shoot at cops or actually, you know, rape women and steal cars, well, you know, which one's worse? You know, and of course, folks, I'm frustrated, and you can probably hear that in my voice. And I try to find within myself how many different ways I need to give this message to the American people that need to wake up. And if you're not standing against it, friends, I just simply have to tell you that you're guilty of it. And there's no getting around it. Because America at large, you are responsible for what you're tolerating. And what we've been talking about over the last couple of days is getting good men to administer good laws, right? I got a question. How is it that 320 million people can be good while they tolerate less than 1.7% of the population to destroy that are evil? It tells you that the fruit of them supposed good people is just as corrupt as those that they're tolerating to commit the crimes against the Constitution in which so many fought, bled, and died to give us. There is no difference, friends. And what you can see is they're both in the same category, and you can see that they're both being set up for judgment. And you can rest assured that God will see through the judgments that are promised to a disobedient nation. That's what you're seeing in America today. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama wants to throw $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. You ready for this one, friends? At Central America to stop illegal immigration. No. What he's doing is he's stealing your tax dollars to reallocate. He is bankrupting your country. Okay, this is the guy that sends his attorney general to sue governors that are enforcing border patrol laws, right? Now he wants to throw $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money at Central America to stop illegal immigration. No, friends. Never pay attention to what they say. Always pay attention to what they do. Muslims demand Seattle teacher be fired for Muhammad cartoons. Defense Secretary White House pressured me to release more Gitmo detainees that rejoin terrorists across the globe. Man, who released them? Barack Hussein Obama released them. You know, folks, aside of that, wasn't it also Barack Hussein Obama that just released thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal immigrants, felons, from prisons onto the streets of America? But yes, it was. Yes, it was. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We don't need more laws. We need good men that will do what they say they're going to do. We're going to talk about that in a minute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the world's oldest conspiracy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bill Bennett on Common Core, more cowbell. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama defends Islam and remarks about Jordanian pilot being burned alive by Islamic State. Yes. Of course he is. You know, this is the guy that said the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam in your house. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio pays $5,000 to man who attacked police with machete. Folks, does this sound like the socialist communists inciting domestic insurrection? Why, of course it does. Why, this looks all so familiar, doesn't it, America? Yes, it does. Same tactics. Same exact tactics. Yet again, I got to go back and say to 320 million people, as you stand back and allow it. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, putting your feet upon the rock. Don't let anybody steal your history. MLK, homosexuality, a problem with a solution. Sons of Liberty Media, how reality TV is teaching us to accept the American police state. No conspiracy there, friends. No conspiracy there whatsoever. Also, Obama's illegal alien work permit scandal. Teaching illegals to violate constitutional law in America. Why does Obama hate us? What's his problem? And God said to those that refuse to walk in his statutes, his judgments, and to enforce his laws, to keep his commandments, I will appoint those over you that hate you. And the foreigner will be the head and you will be the tail. And that's exactly what we're seeing today, friends. We're going to come right back and talk about good man administering good laws.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just a note, folks, before we jump over to good men administering good laws here. I wanted to let you know, too, Obama is meeting with Muslim leaders in the People's House in America. Just wanted to let you know that again. And also keep in mind, friends, what we're looking for is reformation. We're not looking for revolution. But we can clearly see that this administration is doing its best to push the people into action in one way or another. And again, friends, do keep in mind, this is a communistic method. Nothing new under the sun. This is what they do. They promote domestic insurrection, and that's exactly what they're doing. They want to push you to move you, to provoke you. They want you to move in a lawless fashion. Because what they want to do is they want to overthrow to establish, again, a new world order. So who's creating the chaos? Out of chaos, we can create a new world order, said Bush. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do. But friends, there's so much more on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check it out. Also wanted to let you know you have an opportunity to win a Joshua MK5. It is a beautiful weapon for free. Nothing behind it. Everybody throwing their hat into the box. I'm sorry, throwing their emails into the box. Folks, we're just randomly picking the one that's going to win it. So I wanted to let you know first and foremost that there's nothing behind it. No motive. No, we're doing this for this reason. No, it was just the good people that actually donated the gun that said, let's do this. Let's see what people do and how they respond. So that's exactly what we're doing. But friends, let's jump topics here really quick again. And we've been talking again about how, you know, we need good men to administer good laws. And yesterday what we did, just a really quick recap, we talked about some of the state constitutions. For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office was, I do profess faith in God the Father and Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Then in Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And I can go on and on. As a matter of fact, if you look at your state preamble, friends, you'll notice my daddy's name on your state preamble or your state constitution. So do check it out. We also know that in 1892, the Supreme Court noted that each of the 44 states in the Union at that particular time had some type of God-centered declaration in its constitution. And then what we did is we started to look at the characteristics and the characters of our forefathers and who established what we have today. And folks, I want to let you know, too, that our founding forefathers, they went to great lengths to ensure that we never forget the principles of sound government when they died, because they didn't want the principles in which they fought, bled, and died to give us to die with them. So what they did is they became heavily involved in education, and Noah Webster being one of them. And then what we did is we made a real quick distinction between a republic and a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States. And then we talked about, through Fisher Ames, Benjamin Rush, John Adams, and several other, you can probably name all 56 of them, signers that said democracy is dangerous, friends. Benjamin Rush said a simple democracy is the devil's own government. Yet president after president, since Ronald Reagan, has reminded you that we are a democracy. No, we are not. A simple democracy is the devil's own government. That's exactly right. You see the devil in the White House. And sad to say it, the American people tolerate the Joker to stay there. And then what we did is we went to what Noah Webster said when he said, our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible. Of course it is. Particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion. Right, who makes men free? Well, Jesus Christ does. That's right. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's right. Who gave that? The God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God of Israel. Then what we did is we went over to Blackstone. And Blackstone, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu, were those that were the architects who helped lay our foundations. And we found that 34% of all documentations came directly from the Bible. It's a different show, but we can get to that later. Blackstone, in Blackstone's commentary on the laws, I have it right behind me, as a matter of fact, in the studio. If you can see me, you can see him right behind me. Interestingly enough, he said its principles formed the basis of America's laws from 1776 to 1920, Black's Commentary on Laws. It was the final authority in the U.S. Supreme Court, Black's Commentary on the Laws. It was recommended highly by James Madison, the fourth president, Thomas Jefferson, the third president, James Wilson, John Marshall, Charles Finney, even the preacher's friends, and Abraham Lincoln. The law book taught that laws could not contradict God's direct decrees. See, now you have a government sanctioning what God forbids. Like, thou shalt not kill. Now you have a government that says, no, go ahead and kill the innocent in the womb. You know, God said that homosexuality is an abomination. No, now you have a government that's attempting to sanction homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. That is called daring the justice of God, friends. And rest assured, you're going to get a reaction. The law book, Blackstone's Commentary on Laws, said, if God made no decree, we could not set our own policy. In other words, it's null and void. Had the American people known that what the government in America is sanctioning is criminal, every one of them would be thrown in jail. But see, for the most part, people don't know that in this country. That's why you're listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Blackstone's commentary said also, in the case of murder, this is expressively and expressly forbidden by the divine. It's number 6, Exodus 20. If any human law should allow or enjoin us to commit it, we are bound to transgress. But with regard to matters that are not commanded or forbidden by the scriptures, such for instance of exporting of wool into foreign countries, here the legislature has scope and opportunity to interpose. Wow. Folks, the Republican form of government in which we have places much responsibility on the people. You know, I always talk about how the government is an extension of we the people. Well, it is. John Adams again said, "We electors have an important constitutional power placed in our hands. We have a check upon two branches of the legislature. It becomes necessary to every citizen then, to be in some degree a statesman, and to examine and judge for himself the political principles and measures. Let us examine them with a sober Christian spirit." John Adams. Folks, you need to understand that democracy and the democratic form of government is simply the deterioration of a republic. It is a lazy man's form of government. Well, someone else will do it. Well, that's what the people want now, so therefore let them have their way. In other words, I don't love my country and my freedoms enough because I'm too blinded to understand that someone had a sacrifice to give them to me. You know, so I'll just go ahead and sit back on my couch and I'll watch the next football game. It's a lazy man's form of government. And folks, what you don't realize is you are allowing, if you fall into this category, your country to commit suicide. Because the American Republic bases its laws on the Bible, particularly the New Testament. Going to, again, Dr. Benjamin Rush. Love this guy. He was asked at one point, friends, if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, "I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat." But listen to what he said. Signer of the Declaration of Independence. "The only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government is the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible." Now, do you understand why I've done 350 high schools in 24 different states? Now, do you understand why on that encounter that the man in the White House is spending much time going after our posterity? Go back to 2008. Who voted him in? Well, 68% of the age demographic of 18 to 33 voted him in, supposedly. Right? Why is he spending so much time with the younger generation? Because that's what dictators do. Have you awakened to the fact, friends, that he is spending time on the younger generation because he wants to empower them to overthrow the older generation? Just ask Mao Zedong. Just ask Adolf Hitler. Just ask Mussolini. Just ask any dictator, friends. They all follow the same totalitarian methodologies. Completely. Verbatim. So, folks, instead of actually sowing seed into our young, I want you to understand that if you don't bless them, friends, they're going to be there later on to curse you. And you better bet your bottom dollar they're going to curse you. Now, I know that in this country, most people are awake to this criminal administration. And I say most, folks, I'm not saying that. I'm not embellishing that comment at all. Even his own people are turning on him. But now, see, he feels emboldened enough now to go and begin to act out as a tyrant and a dictator that he wants to be. You know, I have a pen. You know, if they fail to act and I have a pen, I'll just go ahead and pass it on my own. Folks, that is complete. That's criminal, friends. So how did we move away from the founding fathers and their teachings? Well, I spent some time on this a couple weeks ago. We had a guy named Colonel Robert Ingersoll. He said in the 20th century, he brought in a new philosophy. He said, "We are laying the foundations of the grand temple of the future wherein will be celebrated the religion of humanity. We're looking for the time when reason, throned upon the world's brain, shall be King of Kings and the God of Gods." What an absolute, stupid, foolish, ignorant thing to say. See how the enemy just wants to find some idiot that will sell his soul out to win the whole world? And folks, you know what my message to you is. You know what? What is it for a man to gain the whole world and not lose his own soul? I say, lose the world and gain your soul. You know, wasn't it Abraham Lincoln again speaking to the young people? Isn't he the guy that said, rightly, he did? The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what we're seeing. You know, friends, we have a bunch of burnt, lawless hippies in government today that need a reality check lawfully, and we need to give it to them lawfully. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Colonel Robert Ingersoll and his devilish little mind. I wonder how that's working out for old Robbie right now. Hey, man, I didn't know this place was real. Help!
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand tall for our founding principles and our Christian values. And Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Liberty friends. So we were just talking about Mr. Colonel Robert Ingersoll. You know, it's interesting when you read the book of Luke and you find the rich man that's in hell. He didn't fear God. And remember how he kept just kind of dogging on Lazarus? Well, when they both died, one went into Abraham's bosom and the other one went into hell. And the rich man ended up in hell. And he said, Father Abraham, I would that you would send someone to my five brothers and tell them that this place is hell. And isn't it interesting that Father Abraham said back to him, he said, you have the law and the prophets, you have Moses. And Father Abraham said back to the man that was in hell that now realized that God wasn't playing, but I want you to understand that hell is a place where they chose to be. By the grace of God, we end up in heaven, but when you end up in hell, it's a choice that you make. You want to talk about free choice? There you have it right there. But he didn't realize the severity of the place called hell because he didn't believe in it. He didn't believe in either God or in hell. But what's interesting is Father Abraham said back to him, if they won't listen to the law and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Isn't that interesting how so many modern converts today just, oh, you know, we're not under the old dispensation, not making distinction between ceremonial law and moral law, the moral law of God that Jesus came to explain. He didn't come to abrogate or to do away with the law. He came to explain it. Read Matthew 5. He delights to do thy will, O God. Thy law is written upon my heart. You know? So anyways, in saying that, guys like Robert Ingersoll, man, they want to go ahead and keep daring justice, the justice of God. They don't realize that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I wonder how it's working out for him now. And again, friends, I know that the Lord has no desire. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I understand that. But it's a choice that these people make. Folks, since day one concerning our constitutional republic, there's always been some foolish soul trying to upend who we are based in the Mosaic Institution, always there to war against God. Read Isaiah 14, because Satan has not changed. He just needs the minions that are willing to sell their souls to attempt to do just that. He wants to steal away the fruits of what Christ has done. Just ask Lazarus and Jesus. You know, after Jesus blew Lazarus out of the grave, 4 days stinking in the grave, remember the chief priests, they got together and they said, hey, listen, we need to deal with these two. Because if we don't, we're going to lose both our place and our nation. And then if you remember rightly, in John 12, they wanted to see Lazarus, who was blown out of his grave, because they wanted to kill him as well. See, they want to get rid of the fruits. See, friends, that's why you're called the light of the world. And other countries don't like light, because light exposes their darkness. But then again, there's a lot of countries on this globe that are waiting for the American people to turn the lights back up. And the only way that's going to happen is when they put themselves under the headship of the Son of God, and his name is Jesus Christ. But going back to Colonel Robert Ingersoll, he said, reason throned upon the world's brain shall be King of Kings and God of Gods. He advanced two teachings, compartmentalization and ignoring a candidate's private life. Now, tragically, these teachings were gradually accepted by the God-fearing community. No, they were no longer God-fearing, friends, because if they were, they would have stayed the course. Ingersoll also said that the religious views of a candidate should be kept entirely out of sight. All these things are private and personal. No, folks, it shows you the man. Who they are in private is who they really are. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a corrupt system of government? Look to your representatives. Not all of them. A good portion of them. They've all come out of the closet. They're not doing anything covert-like any longer. They're doing it in the face of the American people. Which means, as long as you allow it, you can better bet your bottom dollar the harsher the judgments are going to be. Just ask Jesus and just ask the children of Israel who followed Jesus on the way to the cross, to Golgotha, place of skull, to be crucified. And they looked at Jesus and they were crying for him. And Jesus turned around and said, weep not for me, weep for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? If they'll do this when you have this much light and you tolerate it, just imagine what's going to happen when I'm crucified. And by the way, Christ was crucified because the people allotted it. They allowed it to take place. Though he was predestined, yes indeed he was, but it was a great example to that country and that people that would allow those things to take place. You know what? 40 years later, they wish they hadn't. They wish they would have did something when they had the time to do it. You can read that through any prophet in the Bible if they didn't repent. But Ingersoll said the religious views of a candidate should be kept entirely out of sight. All these things are private and personal. Really? Huh. In other words, go out there and act as if you're something else other than what you really are. Play the hypocrite. Play the pretender. You know, say it, but don't do it. No, Jesus rebukes that. And you know what, friends? We need to rebuke that, and we need to lay the axe to the root of the tree. In the early 1800s, textbooks taught students public character is no evidence of true greatness. For a public character is often an artificial one. So they were teaching our young people properly, right? For example, we have Benedict Arnold. Now just think about this. The textbooks use the example of Benedict Arnold. In his public capacity, he was a general of the American Army. He was a hero, friends. An early war hero in the American Revolution. And he was a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. Wow. Pretty honorable guy, right? Pretty cool guy. The guy's got his stuff together, doesn't he? Yeah, sure does. Well, he was also a leader in the Battle of Saratoga. However, during the same time, he was embezzling supplies destined for the starving troops at Valley Forge. He was pocketing the profits made from illegal sales, and he was also betraying West Point to the enemy. Now, the question I want to leave you with for today is, was his public life or private life a more accurate indicator of his true character? Obviously, his private life, because that's exactly who he was. Now, I want to give you a test really quick, because I want to, because we see in a couple of years here, we're going to actually be switching over again to a new world leader. How many candidates were there in the 2008 presidential race, friends? Most people will say two. I got to do this really quick. Folks, there was 312,511,424 people in this country, but you were told about two candidates. John McCain, Songbird McCain, and Barack Hussein Obama. Mister, there's 57 states in our union, right? You pick the next world leader. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Would you want him as your president? No way, Bradley. Well, good call. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Well, would you want him as a world leader? No way. Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero, he's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs. Oh, okay, cool. That sounds like a good guy. Well, candidate A was none other than Franklin Roosevelt. Candidate B was none other than Winston Churchill. And the good guy, candidate C, he was actually Adolf Hitler. It was Adolf Hitler who said, how fortunate for those people that are in power that people, the populations that do the voting, never think. Did you hear what he said? How fortunate for those in power that people do not think. Wow. Can't say it any better than that, can you, friends? Nope. Coming straight from a dictator. Friends, I also wanted to let you know we have a brand new sponsor, and everybody that listens to the Sons of Liberty Media.com or Sons of Liberty Radio.com, either outsourced, they work together, they interact, friends. Everyone understands that this radio show knows what our objective is, and that is to wake up America, given knowledge from the Word of God as to what we should do and how to bring forth resolve. And we can't do that until we have the knowledge to know how to do it. In other words, we do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams said that, by the way, just for the record. Now, with that said, recently we have partnered with American Survival Wholesale, who carries the same heart. And friends, it's their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have, in many cases, have been thrown away by the government in which they fought and bled and in many cases died. And through the blessings bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works with these honorable men and women to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and even sometimes fellowships with these men and women, and holds them up with prayer, which is so well needed. It's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that actually drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. So, friends, what I want you to do is please check out their website by going to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad, American Survival Wholesale. Friends, listen to me carefully. Support them, friends, because they are supporting you. And I also want to throw out, there's a little bit of a fleece. Friends, do not forget about supporting thesonsoflibertymedia.com. We are ministers seeking and saving that which is lost, because that is the heart and the objective of the Son of God. And I believe, friends, that we actually hold the Father's heart in that area. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.